some surfer in the Sefer Taras Moshe points out that Parshas Truma talks about the Kelim of Mishkan, and Tetzaveh talks about the Big Day Kohuna. In between, it has the Parsha of the Menorah. It talks about the correct way to make the shemen, which is used for the menorah. In Parshas Vayakal talks about the kelim. Parshas Pekudei talks about the begodim. In between is the calculation of all of the kelim, of the materials which are used to produce the kelim and the begodim, and giving a calculation. So, in both places we have this interruption between the Kalim of the Mishkan and the Begadim, and the topic which is used to separate is quite disparate and different. So what idea does that Meramis to? So suggesting that the first Tzivoy was before the Chetah Egel, following the approach of the Ramban, that the Parshias of the Torah, Al HaSeder, so Truma Tetzaveh were before Chetah Egel, and Vayachal Bikudei are after Chet HaEgel. So before Chet HaEgel, all of Klai Yisrael was on a tremendous madrega. Aaron was still going to be the Kohen. But the difference between Klai Yisrael and Aaron, between the Klai Yisrael and the Kohanim, is the Shemen and the Mishra, just the Shemen. That's the whole difference. That they received the Mashiach's Shemen and they didn't. But theoretically, all the members of Klai Yisrael, in some way, would be Roy to become, to do the Avodah. After the Chet HaEgel, however, we're looking at the saying, what's the difference between Klai Yisrael, which did the Chet HaEgel, and Aaron, which, whatever role he had, he was unfaulted for, or not faulted totally. Aaron, who was basically knocky from the Chet HaEgel, was able to be the Kohen. And what's the difference? The difference is the idea of Cheshbon. And the Mor says that the difference between Rishoyim and Tzadikim is Al-Kanyam Ramushlim, the Moshim B'Yitzim, those which are able to control their Yitzir and not do the wrong thing. The Mor says, Bo Cheshbon, they make Cheshbon Hashalom, they calculate, they make consideration of the value of every action. Is it worth it to do a Chet? You think you're going to gain something, you're going to lose more than you gain. So they use the Kerech of Cheshbon. Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about the idea of cheshbon, that the Rosh Hashanah is asking us to give a reckoning of all of the items which were given. How do we use them for the avodah? It's not limited. It's being Rambam that it's not limited to the physical items in a mishkan. It's a person's money. What do you do with your money? The person's opportunities. What to do with your opportunities? The person's abilities and capabilities. His kishrenus, his talent. What do we do with that as well? So Russian is going to ask us for a cheshbon. I gave you so much. What did you do with it? And then he says, on top of everything is time. The most precious commodity is time. Russian gives us time, and what do we do with it? So the difference between the tzaddik and the non-tzaddik is the concept of cheshbon. So that's what some service says. That if you want to know what separates you from the kohanim, the message is the Kach of Cheshbon is what separates you from the Kohanim. And the Kohanim are the Kohanim, the Levim are the Levim, because they made the Cheshbon and they said it wasn't worth it to do the Chet. The Klai Yisrael did not make the Cheshbon and they saw some advantage to the Chet. They didn't think about the damages it's going to do. They didn't calculate the cost and the benefit analysis of the good and the bad, and they just ran quickly to see the benefit without looking at the bigger picture. So the Torah's Meram is that that's not the approach the person should take. The person should always consider there's a bigger picture here. And what is that bigger picture? And how is this action which I'm doing that seems to be okay, seems to be worthwhile, how does it fit into the bigger picture? Have a good Shabbos.